Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maria Entrada with your 9 a.m. Zlines. In local news, Moreton Bay Council bans people from sleeping in vans and having pets. According to the new policy released during the last Thursday's meeting, the fines will apply to those who break the law. The City Council received multiple complaints about people camping in public areas and attacks by unrestrained animals. Councillor Flannery announced at the council meeting that the issue has already cost the council over $2 million in the past year, with expenses continuing to climb. Believing it is unacceptable, and he will no longer tolerate it.
The Bureau of Meteorology has issued a major flood warning for the Logan River this morning. It's issued a watch and alert warning for Jundaree Creek and maintains its warning for South Burnett. The bomb has further discouraged people from swimming, surfing, and rock fishing as a result of large and powerful surf conditions. While these warnings remain in place, southeast Queensland is expected to enjoy much drier conditions for the rest of the day and into the weekend.
In national news, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has filed a lawsuit against Optus, accusing its mount ESA store of exploiting vulnerable customers by signing them into fraudulent contracts. The alleged misconduct, which occurred in 2018 and 2019, left 42 individuals, many First Nations Australians, with over $150,000 in debt for goods they didn't request or even authorize. The ACCC claims Optus filed an act to act despite internal investigations revealing widespread fraud, including altered customer detail and unauthorized contracts. Optus has apologized, acknowledging the harm caused and pledges to improve. The case returns to federal court in May.
Visa processing for international students will be slowed once applications reach near targets set for each university under the new directive, Ministerial Direction 111. This directive is a workaround after the government failed to pass laws to cap student numbers through Parliament. Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says the move aims to manage student visa processing effectively and meets the needs for both universities and the number of people arriving in Australia, and that the change is intended to ensure fairer treatment for regional universities. Universities Australia Luke Shirley called it a much-needed common-sense decision, but warned that managing migration shouldn't come at the expense of the education sector.
In international news, Australia is on track to reopen its embassy in Kiev as the government redoubles its support for Ukraine. Closed by the Morrison government in the wake of the Russian invasion, this move coincides with the donation of over $76 million to finance reconstruction efforts in the country. This brings the net total of Australian aid delivered to the country to over $1.5 billion. This announcement comes in the wake of growing Australian insecurity regarding increased Russian involvement in the Asia-Pacific region.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Wish I could text you, but I don't know what to say.